Hi, Donovan. How are you?
Good. How you doing? Is this Nadine?
Yes, it is. I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I hope you had a good 4th of July. It was popping off at my house, that's for sure, up until 11. So I came into work like dragging. Like, these people need to let me sleep. So
Gotcha.
now I know you were talking with Lulu, and she does a wonderful job explaining the outline of her program, but I really wanted to talk to you about the Google Guaranteed. Have you ever heard of it? They also call it local service ads on Google.
I mean, I own a real estate company and have for 25 years. This real estate, we've only had open for a couple of years, but we're doing $1 million of business a year just through that company, and we're looking to take that to about $5 million by next year. We
Nice.
had a hurricane in this area, so the opportunity is just as much as we want to take on. But we are in a position now with equipment and staff to take it on, so that's why I'm
Yeah.
talking to you. I will tell you,
Okay.
just frankly, I turn down a dozen calls like this a day, but Google are something that I have on my list. So your
Okay.
timing is good.
Okay, perfect. So, I see that you have the Google Business Profile for Freedom Contracting of Florida LLC. You got like 9 5-star reviews on there. Great job. I know you mentioned to Lulu you're focusing on just getting leads for roofing, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we really
Okay.
don't want to do patients. I mean, we could do a lot of things. We have 4 properties under brand new construction. We have a screen cage division with 9 guys that are just doing brand new screens every day of the week. We have painting crews that are painting, schools last weekend, houses this week, so we have a lot going on, but the
Right.
primary thing we'd like to focus on is shingle and, well, really just roofs in general. We can do shingle,
Okay.
metal, tile, commercial.
Okay, perfect. Now the business itself is registered at the zip code 33907, right?
Yeah, 33907,
Okay.
correct.
Now, I'm going to explain to you Google Guaranteed. So Google Guaranteed is a program that Google created where you pay per lead. However, the lead will come to you in the form of a phone call. You're not sharing it with anyone. Okay? Now, for the roofing, we call it a vertical, but it's the category, right? There's what they require is they're going to run a background check, right? Which I'm sure it's something that you've done in the past with other like lead generating, type of services. They're just looking
Oh,
for
yeah.
felonies. They're not checking out misdemeanors or DUIs. And
No, we
then
don't have
they,
any. We're better
perfect.
business
And
bureau.
then, yeah, I saw that too. Now they do require the business license and insurance. Do you by chance have the Florida State Roofing Contractors License?
We do, yeah. We have a
Okay.
contractor, general contractor, CBC license, as well as a CCC roofing license.
Awesome. Now, and then of course, whatever the state, requirement is for the insurance, right? Now,
Yeah, we have
for,
those.
perfect. Now, for this program, okay, there is a one-time application fee of $250. Okay, you fill out the application, you upload your documents, we push it through to Google to get approved. Now it will take between 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved by Google. Honestly, it's going to depend on how fast you fill out the application and respond to the background check. Okay? I've seen it sometimes happen pretty quickly. Now, once you get approved from Google, we would of course follow up with you and say, Donovan, you've been approved. Do you want us now to turn on your leads? Okay? And I'm going to, in fact, give you for both the general contracting vertical as well as the roofing. Okay, and I'll explain to you how the whole breakdown is. The reason that I'm going to present both categories to you is because even though you're just focusing on the roofing, I would recommend get approved for both. So this way, if at any time you decide, listen, I want to start getting leads for, let's say, kitchen bathroom remodels, foundation concrete or any of those other services, you've already been approved for that. Then we can always turn on
Yeah.
those leads. Okay? So, let me do this. I'm going to give you just for the roofing. Okay? And I'll tell you what falls under that. So when we're talking about the roofer category, let me just go here. I just had it up and then it just disappeared on me. So for the roofer category, of course, it's going to talk about installations. It's going to talk about repairs, roof inspections, attic venting, gutter installation, gutter repair, skylight installation, storm wind damage, roof repairs, skylight installs, and other, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what falls under that category, okay? Now, as far as, like, with the lead cost, we always start you off with the minimum monthly budget because we want you to get a feel of the program first before you start investing more money to take on more leads, okay? So this is going to give you up to 13 leads in the month, all right? So once you get approved, we call you and you say, yes, turn on the leads. The minimum monthly budget for the roofer category is $609. This is going to give you up to 13 leads in the month. So your leads are costing you basically $46.67. Here's the kicker on it. Let's say one of those leads called you solicitation. They were looking to see if you were hiring, or they called you outside of your services, right? They called you to remove a tree. It's considered an unqualified lead. They're going to credit that lead right back to you. Okay? Now, let's say you only got one lead in the month, which I've never seen that happen, but let's say you did. What's left over in your budget is going to roll over to the next month, which means the following month, you're only going to pay for the one lead that you received, which is $46.67. Make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. So this is, I mean, this is almost exactly the same thing that I have set up with Angie.
Not necessarily. With Angie's, here's the thing with them, right? You're sharing that lead, and it's not an actual call. It's a lead that you're having to turn around and call, right? And after so many times that you've asked for a credited lead because they called you outside of your service or whatever the case was, right? After a certain point, they're going to cut you off and say you've exceeded the amount of credits. And I've seen it happen with other clients that utilize their services. So this is complete opposite. Google, in fact, created this program for the reason that, you know, them hearing so much about people paying for leads and they were being shared, right? Everyone's getting the same lead and all of them are paying the same cost and your leads are always going to vary in price with Angie. It's never going to be the set mm-hmm. price. With this,
right.
Your leads are always going to be $46.67. Always.
And is that from Google?
Yes, exactly. Google guaranteed.
Sure.
Yeah, if Google guaranteed, so when you do a search on Google, they'll be the very first ones that you see at the tippy top of the page. They have this green check mark next to it, and it says Google guaranteed. They're the ones that are at the very top of the page. So that's the Google guaranteed. Underneath of that, you'll see the Google ads, and then you'll see the Google local map. Google guarantee is always the first one that you'll see at the top with the green check mark. Now, they call it Google guarantee, Donovan, because Google does put up an additional $2,000 of their own money and insurance for that potential client that selects you. So actually what they're doing is giving them an added comfort to select your company, and it's as if they're backing up your work, right? With this program as well, even if they called you, let's say they called you outside of your service area and you don't accept that job, it's an unqualified lead. You can be very specific and very targeted to the areas that you want to target. And I mean, if you wanted to cover the whole state of Florida, right, and your insurance and your license covers you for the whole state of Florida, you can target the whole state of Florida.
Yeah. So,
okay.
I'm looking here, you know, I just Googled roofing contractor Fort Myers.
Right.
I see the Google guarantee.
Yes.
I see three of them. And then I click and we've got, I mean, it must be 100 of them below that, or 50 of them that are all Google guaranteed. So how are these folks guaranteeing that they are one of the first three? Because I know no one's going to open up that second click.
I'll tell you how. So when you look at these guys, right? These guys, and I'll tell you right now, like when I'm looking at them, You see the first three. Like the ones I see are Lloyd Roofing, I see Guy Brothers Roofing, and ORB Roofing Solutions. I don't know if you're seeing different on yours. And then, of course, you see the More Roofers in Fort Myers. You click on that, and it's going to open up the rest of them. Typically, and I'm sure you've even noticed this, right? Even when I was looking for a plumber, the first three guys I called, no one picked up. I kept going down the list, right? So people are going to open up to view more. Now, of course, this is going to depend on your keywords, your search terms, the hours that you want your leads turned on, right? Because you could set even the time that you want that leads to run if you want a Monday through Friday or whatever the case. So it doesn't mean that you're not going to get calls, right? But people are more prone to clicking on the Google Guaranteed because of the fact that they know that you've met all of the requirements and that these companies are specifically qualified by Google. They've met all the requirements. It'll show you past license, background check, insurance, all those reviews you currently have on that Google business profile. Those are also automatically going to also be transferred to your Google guaranteed profile. And even when I'm looking at these guys, I mean, the first one, of course, Lloyd has like 63 reviews. You got Guy Brothers has 43. Right underneath of them, ORB has 11 reviews. And there's First Service that's got 134 reviews, and you got ORB coming up before he does. Do you see what I'm saying? So it's really going to determine on the keywords, the search terms, and the location from where they're searching from, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at these. You got some of these guys with 200 reviews on here. Not that it really matters, you know, from a company standpoint, but when you're at the Google click, people are clicking on who's got the highest and who's got the most. I mean, that's all they're looking at.
Right. And you know, just to be fair, you know, and I'm sharing just my own experience, right? And I know it's a different industry, but even when I was looking for a plumber, I chose a large company, right? Very well known within my area. They had X amount of reviews, right? But then I also called another company that actually picked up the call and wasn't booked out, right? Couldn't get to me in 2 weeks because a lot of them were like, I can get you in 2 weeks. Well, plumbing's an urgency. I need them now. You know what I mean? So the other company that I had called was a family-owned business. And I mean, they had some reviews. Go ahead.
Bear with me. I apologize.
Okay. Go ahead. No worries.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. No worries.
All right. So
okay.
Let me ask you a couple of quick questions. So you've got a minimum monthly budget of about $600. That equates to about 13 leads. Obviously 13 leads should be pretty easy. Every month you should be using all of those 13. But at 67 per lead, how is that?
4667. It's 4667. $46.67.
Correct. Yep. So how is that calculated? I mean, typically, like with a pay per lead on my real estate company, you know, that goes up by the day or down on the day, just based on what the demand is, how many other people are willing to pay more or less. So I guess my question is this a set fee by your company or is it a set fee by Google? Who actually?
Great question. So it's a set fee, right? So now let's just say it's always going to be $46.67, right? But let's say, Donovan, you decided I want to now take on 20 leads, right? Or I want 30 leads in the month. the minimum monthly budget would change, but not the cost per lead. Now, of course, you know, sometimes Google changes their rates, right? They're Google. They haven't changed it, I would say, in the last 5 years. But if at any point they change the lead cost, we would always contact you first to let you know the lead cost has changed, right? And when you think about it, in your area, of course, it's high demand, right? So the more leads you take on, the more online presence that you have on Google is really going to help also. The more presence you have on Google, right? You got your Google business profile. If you had Google guaranteed, sorry, my Apple Watch is talking to me again. You have the Google guaranteed also. I mean, both of those work very well hand in hand. I feel Google guaranteed is more of a beneficial program for you rather than doing like Google ads, Google local SEO, because these are actual leads. These are calls. These are people that are in need of your service, right? And you have the ability to shut them off when you need to. It's not like with the Angie's leads, and Angie's leads, what, you got to call them or you go through the actual app on the desktop to pause those leads for 2 weeks, right? Or if you do the app on the phone, I think it's like 48 hours. With Google guaranteed, let's say you're going on vacation, you're booked out, you want to shut them off, right? You call us, we shut them off. They shut them off. When you want those leads turned back on, then you call us to turn them back on. There's not a set amount of time that you can only have them shut off for this long, or you can only shut them off this amount of times. It doesn't matter. You can shut them off and on whenever you want.
Okay. But okay. Regardless, you're spending $600 a month, every month, and the rollover, as you said, let's say that you were out on vacation, like I'm going to Europe here in 3 weeks.
Okay.
I'm not going to be taking any of those leads. So let's say I came back, I'd only taken 3 leads. 10 of those leads are going to roll over to the next month. So
yes.
I'm 23 next.
So that means that, let's say, just to give you an example, let's say you got approved for Google guaranteed, you pay the $609 to turn on the leads, right? You got 3 leads and then you're going on vacation, you say, shut them off. We shut them off. When you come back from vacation and you call us to tell us, okay, turn the leads back on, it's going to pick up from where it left off at. Make sense? Because you still have that allocated budget in that month.
Okay. Yeah, I understand what you're saying here. Do me a favor, and I apologize. I've got
it's okay.
That mean I'm right now, so I'm a bit slammed. But
okay,
if you can send me an email, I'd like to sit down with my business partner and go over this with him, and
okay,
get back to you tomorrow morning.
Okay. What's the best email for you, Donovan?
It's Owens, O-W-E-N-S, at,
uh-huh,
F is Frank, C is in Charlie, dash F is in Frank, L is in Larry, .com.
So Owens at F is in Frank, C is in Charlie, hyphen, F is in Frank, L is in Larry, .com, right?
Correct, yep.
Okay. I'm going to also put you the information for the general contractor, okay? Just so that way you have what the lead cost is on that one too. Like I said,
okay,
I would recommend for you to, if you were to move forward, to get approved for both categories. You do not have to turn on the leads for the general contractor one. It's just so this way you're already approved for that. So if and when you decide, okay, I want to also get the leads for the general contractor, you've already been approved for that. So it's just a matter of us turning on those leads. What's good about it is that even though you're going to see a different price for the general contractor category, if you were to do both categories to have both of them turned on, you would be paying the highest rate, which would be the $609, but being found for both verticals, if that kind of makes sense. Okay?
Yeah.
I know you're
yeah,
pressed for time, so I'll put it in the email, and then did you want me to follow up with you tomorrow morning? I know you need to talk to your business partner.
Yeah, we're meeting at 7:30 in the morning on a job site. It'll
okay,
probably be missing before we're back here. So if you were going to follow up with me, you know, 11 or 12 would probably be best.
Okay, perfect. I'll follow up with you at 12. Okay?
Okay. That's
all right. Sounds good. Have a blessed day. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You got it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.